Yes, our man in Melbourne is Campbell Brown, Hawthorn Premiership player for 2008. So the perfect man to speak to about who's going to win the grand final today. Welcome, Brownie, and I guess you're moving from one grand final breakfast to another. Is that how it works for you, celebrities?
Just heading into the MCG at the moment now. And I tell you what, this has got a little bit of 2008 feel about it. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Melbourne, 23 at the moment, going to be 28 degrees. Hawks, massive underdogs. Not many people are giving them a chance, but I think that they can steal this one.
Yeah. Do you feel good about Hawthorn being the underdogs? Like, do you prefer them being the underdogs today?
I think it helps. I honestly do. Expectation plays on players, and they felt that a little bit last year going in against Fremantle, and they didn't quite play as well as they could have. But they can just go out there and do their thing, and I think that some of the matchups, the key matchups, Buddy and obviously Gibbo, and we'll have Brian Lake on tip, but there's great matchups all across the field. But the game will be won in the midfield, no doubt about that. And I think they can compete with the Sydney midfield.
Hey, Brownie, it's Spider here. Good to see you the other week. Mate, my favourite memory of 08 was Chance Bateman working the other way on Gaz. What can happen today? You know, who's going to be that player, that unheralded player that, you know, can win a premiership for their team?
And that's the great thing about grand final day is that people you don't expect bob up. All the focus is on the superstars, but, you know, it was Xavier Ellis and Clinton Young in 2008, and you're dead right. I see, Isaac Smith or Bradley Hill, being really, really crucial to Hawthorn if they get up. And for Sydney, it'll be a guy like Luke Parker. I mean, he somehow missed the All-Australian side this year, but he's a star. A lot of the attention goes to the Kennebrys and Kennedy and Hanbury and these sort of guys, but Parker's been brilliant this year.
Yeah, well, they say that the bottom six in any team is the one that wins you the grand final in these grand finals, and Parker's probably a good tip for the Norm Smith, but he's probably not in the bottom six. You're tipping Hawthorn, so who for the Norm Smith then?
Norm Smith, I'm going to have to say Joshy Kennedy. He's my boy. I backed him for the Brownlow and felt a little bit stiff that he missed the last 3 weeks. But a good mate of mine and a big game player. And, hopefully Hawks win, Kennedy, Norm Smith, everyone's happy.
So like the old Juddy, that happened to Juddy, didn't it?
Yeah,
Eagles
did.
Lost the grand final, he won the Norm Smith. Buckley the
Buckley,
same.
Yeah.
Well, mate, sum it up for us. It's going to be 28 degrees. Jeez,
that's
it could
unbelievable.
Be a, could be a blockbuster today if it's a close game. And you're tipping it to be a close game.
Yeah, I certainly am. And you'd have to think probably Sydney with the easier run into the final. They've had the extra 24 hours recovery. They obviously had a Friday night prelim and an easier game. They'll have a little bit more run in their legs late, but anything happens on big games. If Buddy kicks 2-5, Hawthorn win. If he kicks 5-2, Sydney win. That's my tip.
Yeah, not much pressure on Buddy Spide, eh?
Yeah, no. Not at all.
He loves it.
All the focus. Great to see all the cameras at training this week. Good on you, mate. Kick on to the next breakfast function and, you'll be able to go on that overseas trip now. You'll be laughing.
Been great speaking to you all year.
Good on you. Campbell Brown, Premiership player for Hawthorn 2008, tipping the Hawks to win the grand final. On you, Brownie.